Everyone will take something different away from this Fifi, Fev and Byron show catch-up. But anyone can take away pizzas from Pizza Religion on Wednesday nights for 25% off. Conditions apply. Pizzareligion.com.au. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Box.
Now, next guest, what an absolute legend, a VFL AFL legend. And the complete illustrated autobiography celebrating 50 years of footy, available at all good bookstores. We are not worthy, Fifi.
We are not, and I've had more fun in the last few minutes of him just being in the studio than I have all year. In fact, he just said to Fev, I think the last time I saw you was in jail. Welcome to the show, Kevin Sheedy Sheeds.
Hi, everybody, how are we all?
You're great. I think you'd be.
How are you, Greggy?
Hey, whoa.
Hey.
Byron is the middle and preferred, Greggy. Thanks, Sheeds.
I don't like Greggy, I want to be Byron.
Jeez, mate.
That's it. Sorry.
Sheeds, you would be a very natural include. You could be part of this show. I think you fit in beautifully.
Yeah, look, I've just been touring around the world in Australia since I left coaching. It's been beautiful.
I know, and writing a book. Now, this is the complete illustrated autobiography celebrating 50 years of footy. It's a beautiful book, incredible photos. I've never seen before photos of you, your family, lots of photos from the early years. And also, I love that you've done the team of the half century.
Yes.
You've put together your team.
Well, I like selection. You know, it's sort of started when I was going out with girls. You know?
do you have your girl
I
friend team of the
them,
century?
But they had no bar on me. I said, no way am I going out and dancing with you. Powerhouse was my saviour.
Now, your full forwards, Lee Matthews, absolutely. Tony Lockett, Gary Ablett Jr., superstars. There is somebody in the studio whose feelings may be a little bit hurt, though.
Not sure Gary Ablett Jr. should be down there. He's never played there in his life.
Well, Fev's, just remember, Fev played at Carlton. They're the team that want a lot of people to come and watch them play, but they...
I used to terrorise us.
Put a cemetery outside the front door. It's amazing. It's for people to come. That's incredible.
Now, you did say two sheets. You said a few minutes ago that you thought...
I can't remember.
Yeah, you did a few minutes ago.
You can't remember what he said a minute ago.
Exactly. I don't want to get in trouble.
You referenced seeing Brendan Favola in a jail. Can we talk through that incident?
Because
you
very...
He wasn't in jail.
I wasn't in jail.
He was heading there.
You very nearly coached him, didn't you, over in Ireland?
Well, I tried. He wanted to cuddle an Irishman behind a bar, and
I was sticking up for the boys.
And it was amazing because I was sitting down having dinner with Andrew Demetrio and a couple of the other commissioners, and Jill Lindsay, the manager of the trip, and all of a sudden Fev's in trouble. You know,
it was like 5
o'clock
in the
afternoon. Meeting at sort of, you know, this is at 5:30. I mean, you can imagine if it was midnight, but. 5:30.
Oh, we'd had a big day at the Gourmet Races.
Yeah, it was a big day because you had money hanging out of your pocket everywhere because you backed about 7 winners.
Yeah, because you gave us tips. This little Irishman coming in and goes, Sheeds, the first 4 races are fixed, so me, Barry Hall, and
Sean. Oh, that's no, we never. We did,
but we did loaded make, up.
We did have a lot of fun, and I mean, I've never seen 100 Australians, you know, full of money and rushing around with cash everywhere because it was a great day at the races, but.
Didn't end well.
Well, the coach here, he had to take a bit of law and order into hand. Yeah.
What action was required there?
Well, I had it on tape.
Well, they kicked me out. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right. Yeah. They kicked you out of the country.
Ultimately, he was deported, wasn't he, from Ireland, Sheets?
And had to come back. I said 2 trips to Ireland and the 1 trip. Good, which is only Fev could do that.
Mate, great points. Business too, business. Oh, thanks, AFL.
So, look, it was amazing, but I can't see him in the team. Who did I put in the side? Oh, Tony Lockett. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, it's fair enough, 100%.
And I,
I looked at your bench. Poor, they're all Brownlow medalists apart from about one.
Yeah.
Well, it was a hard team to pick, really. I mean, Bobby Skill won 3. Heard. Yeah,
Judd's won 2.
Okay. So, look, it's a very, very... I mean, I could have put Cable in, but he was, you know... So look, a
very
lot of
hard
players.
To pick one
talking
team.
About,
it is.
Talking
it
about
is.
Selection sheets, I've always wanted to bring this up with you, and I've never really spoke about it before.
Well, don't bring it up.
So, it's radio. We've got to do this.
Not many people
listening. So, game one, we're playing Ireland in Galway.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting there ready to get our Guernseys for all the players that were ready to play.
Yeah.
And I was playing. And you made a decision on stage.
On stage.
To pick someone else.
Yeah. Who was that person?
It was, what's his name that played for Sydney? Davis.
Yeah, only a legendary player.
Davis?
Nick Davis.
Nick Davis?
Yeah, he's a legend, Fev.
Come on, in his own lunchbox. But I was in, And Sauce and all that kind of thing. He goes, she just changed his mind up on stage.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it was. I had some problems with you. You weren't concentrating when I was talking.
Yeah,
there's no eye contact. There's no feeling coming back from the couch.
Give me a
Davis was focused on everything I said.
He literally changed his mind.
This guy is listening and this bullfeed in front of me right now.
I was nervous.
Well, you should have told me.
Sheeds, I feel like you and I should get together and talk about this because you're right, the lack of eye contact, the lack of concentration.
That's him in every meeting, before the show and after
Middle
the show.
That happened with Van der Haar every match I ever coached. Okay. But that's another...
Well, sometimes when you don't look at someone, it's because you're nervous and their presence. Yeah. And when Sheeds is up there... Like
good
I'm
save.
Like, whoa, look at this guy. I'm so nervous.
All right, look, Sheets has got other commitments. We've got to let him go, but you can head down to Dimmick's.
It's a great book.
It is a great book, as Kevin would suggest, and it is a great book. Impartially, we can say that. Head down to Dimmick's Collins Street today at lunchtime, where you can get a signed copy from 1 p.m. Apparently, Fev's also going to go and do some autographs as well.
Yeah, he's
going to sign the Irish team. Here.
Mate, I've got a...
Well, it's in the book.
I don't know if Sheeds knows, but I've written 3 books. One was a bestseller. But anyway, it's not bad from a boy from Paran.
Good work. He's done well. Kevin Sheedy, The Complete Illustrated Autobiography, is out now.
Are you enjoying coaching?
I am enjoying coaching.
That's
I learned from the great one.
How's your little foot?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
I do have an apology to make, and it's somewhat of a retraction. Yesterday on the show, at this time, I believe, we were talking about The Wall, the show that Axel Whitehead's hosting, the game show.
Great show.
And 2 nights ago, there was a couple that lost $500,000, the opportunity to win it, because the guy did not know the answer to the question, what is the capital of New Zealand? Now, Byron, you and I did not watch it. Fev watched it. So Fev said yesterday, you said, I'll ask you two the question and you write it on a piece of paper.
Because I knew the answer. Yeah. So I thought, because our producer Leon was going to play the game with us and I'd already watched it. So I admitted, I already know the answer. I can't play.
Good on you, because you're honest.
That'd be cheating.
Yeah, you're honest. I like that.
Just honesty. So our switched on producer, Tim James... actually wrote the question on a piece of paper and gave it to Fifi.
Maybe accidentally. He gave me the story from the news source and the story had the question in it.
How about we play what happened this time yesterday morning?
Is it better to play it after?
No.
I reckon we play it now and then you can discuss exactly why you should apologise.
Exactly.
Here we go.
What is the capital of New Zealand? A. Auckland. B. Christchurch. C. Wellington.
That's really easy.
Or I wrote
D,
it without even
Queenstown.
I'm going to show you a piece of paper.
I'm going to show you a piece of paper too.
He said B. Christchurch, and you two got it right.
I'm surprised you knew that, Byron.
You're surprised I knew the capital of New Zealand?
He flies there because he does cheap flights.
What a great host. That was amazing questions. Anyway, go.
Yeah, well done, Greg, didn't you? No, because as you've already said... Tim James, our producer, put the news story in front of me, so I'd read the question. So I, before we did it, Googled the answer.
You're a disgrace. Get out.
I may have, it's one of those ones, I think I want to go and say Auckland, but then I know it's not that one, but maybe I would have said Christchurch.
No.
I don't know. But guys... I am apologising, but there's a fair chance I would have said Wellington anyway.
No, so, you would have said Auckland or Christchurch.
No, I wouldn't have said no, because it was multi-choice, and when you said Wellington, I probably would have gone, that's it, it's Wellington.
I don't think you have to apologise
to me. I'm not really
100%
apologising. I'm sort of 50% apologising.
I don't think you have to apologise to me.
What?
I think you have to apologise to Byron, because you accused him of not have knowing the answer, which he actually did, and you're the one that didn't know the answer.
You were, quote, surprised, unquote, by me answering the question correctly.
I'm still surprised that you knew the answer.
Another apology's needed. 2 apologies now.
No.
Apologise. Go on.
Say that I cheated and Googled the answer, but I can't apologise for thinking that Byron doesn't know the answer.
We'll work on that one for this time tomorrow.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Guys, remember, I think it was a few weeks ago, we had one of our lovely listeners, Nikki, call up, and she talked about how she very nearly could have been Mrs. Hugh Jackman.
So about 20 years ago, I got a phone call from a friend to invite me to a date with Hugh Jackman, and I turned it down.
One of my favourite Tiffany songs.
That's the first
songs.
Time all year that he's actually played the song at the right point.
I nailed it, guys.
Bang, he nailed it.
Do you
well
have
done.
Your own golf clap? Because
no, I don't have that on the system at the moment.
You butchered one of our segments yesterday with bad sound effects and misplaying, well, playing the wrong songs. Well done, Byron.
Well done, Byron.
Definitely from Nikki. It was certainly a relationship could have been.
Now, could have been. Now, the thing that was missing in that, though, that Nikki went on to say, not only did she... Okay, come on, that's a bit loud.
Sorry,
I'm just trying to talk. Not only did she, her friend ring her and say, do you want to go out with Hugh Jackman? On that particular night, Nikki said no. That was the very night he hooked up with Deb, his now wife, Deborah Lee Furness. So that was a proper sliding doors moment, and we all have them. You may not
Here
know
we
this.
Go. Play the drum roll.
You may
this
not
one's
know.
From our classic archive of Fifi stories that have been told 5 to 6 times.
You may not know this, but at the Sydney Olympics, I nearly went.
Spell me.
Slip in, we know.
Princess Fiona.
I nearly went to the slip in where Mary, a little Australian Aussie chick, Mary Donaldson, met Prince Frederick, married. Now she's the Queen of Denmark, and I could have been the Queen of Denmark.
Well, I mean, because you were in Sydney at the same time.
There's a lot of factors. He may have had to be into blondes, short blondes at that. He clearly likes a tall brunette. I mean, there's other factors that may have come between Prince Frederick and I, but I'm going to call that one of those could have been relationships. And 131060, do you have one of them? Was it a sliding doors moment? You could have gone one way, you went the other. And we're not just talking, by the way, about just famous people. I mean, it would be great if you nearly hooked up with Dan McPherson or someone. We'd love to hear those stories.
Surely we only want celebrities. If it's John from around the corner, I was almost with John, but I ended up with Warren. Who cares?
We want
celebrities.
No. What I mean is,
the big dogs.
You could have. No, I don't think.
Yeah,
okay. I was just after just everyday stories from normal people, and now we're suddenly looking for. Yeah, I could have hooked up with a celebrity.
If Sue from Narre Warren rings up and says, "Oh, I saw Craig from Craigieburn, but I wanted to go from Tim from Toorak," he's a crap.
I would like your story if you rang in. If you ring in with a very beige story,
I was surfing down Phillip Island. I cut a wave, and it was Thor. I asked him out, but he's, you know, that's
oh,
what
you
want.
You went to school with a Hemsworth.
Somewhere.
Perfect.
And they asked you to pash behind the bike shed, and
you said
no.
Imagine we got that call.
Hey, Chris goes, let's go down to the Penguins. Sorry, I've seen him already. Mark, that's when he met Miley. Bad luck.
Really?
That's what we want.
I love that. Okay.
Thanks for being so understanding. 131060 is the number. Let's take your calls after the break on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
So about 20 years ago, I got a phone call from a friend to invite me to a date with Hugh Jackman, and I turned it down.
Oh, now, of course, that was before Hugh was Wolverine. That was back when he was a struggling actor out and about in Melbourne. And that very night, Nikki said... That's when he hooked up with Deborah Lee Furness, who became his wife. Nikki could have had a very different life. And
probably won't
get
better than that.
There are these sliding door moments. You turn someone down and then later you go, oh, no, they're like really famous and living in the Maldives.
We were hoping for some celebrity examples. Fief gave us an example of a guy called Ian from the Cheers bar at Hawthorne in the 90s. That's not necessarily what we're looking for.
No, what I was trying to say was he turned me down. I was keen on Ian, and Ian was like, no, thank you.
And you're a celebrity.
No, I'm just saying, I wonder if that was a sliding doors moment.
There is still a celebrity in the story, it's Fief.
Yes, there was Fief, and she was a bit of a Roman sandal, so she was up and about, weren't you?
Hey, I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you'll find out.
You'll find out. But I was in. I was at Jimmy Rose early 2000s, and there was a person there that I had a little bit of a crush on, an athlete, and I don't know why. I just
Tatiana Grigoryeva.
No. Anyway, I can't have tequila. I don't like it. It's like the drink I can't have. Right. And we're at the bar, and I was like talking away, and she brought one, and she's like, "Let's have a cheers and have a shot." Put the shot down, and within about 3 seconds, it come back up all over her shoes, and that was the end of that.
Fair.
Yeah, could have been. But I've never been happier because if I didn't spew, I wouldn't have met Shooks.
Exactly.
So romantic.
This other girl would have loved me because I'm on.
Yeah, of course.
But lucky I did meet Alex. But I spewed on this and I loved her.
Yeah, that's it.
She was like my idol.
Any clues?
Shame.
Like just the general area of her
what
sporting?
Sport?
She played a round ball sport.
Basketball?
No.
I don't know any other round ball sports.
Tennis. Yelena Dodge.
Yelena Dodge.
I don't know. I'm just trying to guess.
Okay, anyway. We'll get that out of Fev by the end of the show. But Ashley in Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Ashley. Did you have a could have been moment?
Well, it was actually my mum. She grew up in Ballarat and she was asked on a date by a young Tony Lockett.
Oh, the big boy.
Greatest goal kicker of all time.
What did she say? No.
Yeah, she wasn't interested.
Well, for your sake, it's good that she wasn't interested or you wouldn't be here. But that's...
Correct.
Wow. Did she ever have moments where she would say to your dad, well, I could have been with Tony Lockett, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah, bet she did.
He's looking good,
he's
Tony
looking
Lockett.
Great.
He's held up well.
What's he done?
Oh, he's doing
he's
well
on a good
there.
Diet.
Don't rub it into Ashley's mum. Catherine in Templestowe. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Catherine,
what was that?
Everything okay?
Did you do a fluff?
No. Catherine, now, what was your... Byron, pay attention.
Sure.
What was your... Could have... Oh, that's not the bit I wanted. What
Similar.
Was your could have been moment, Catherine?
I could have gone out with Gary Lyon.
Oh, wow.
What were the circumstances, yeah. Catherine?
About 20-plus years ago, I was at the G-Bung Polo Club.
Yeah. The G-Bung on a Sunday?
No, it wasn't a Sunday. Back then, it was, I think, probably a Friday or Saturday night. And this guy came up to me and he goes, oh, my mate's interested in you. Do you want to come meet him? And I went, yeah, all right. I went, and here he was, Gary, sitting with some of his mates, and they introduced me, and I went, oh, yeah, fair enough, not interested, and walked off back to my friends.
Catherine, did you know he was a captain of the Melbourne Football Club?
I did, but I wasn't into football, and I couldn't think of anything worse than hanging out with people who are into football.
There we go.
What about his monobrow? That didn't turn you on, or the big hairy...
You know, it was a bit of a turn off having all his mates around in him. You know, he could have, like, made the effort himself, but, you know...
Yeah, Gary, if you're listening, you could have put in a bit better there in the 90s.
Gary's,
wow.
Gary's
I love
Gary
that,
okay,
Fev. Can I say this? And I'm nothing against you and your fraternity of footy players, but I do love a story when a footy player gets turned down.
That's great.
The truth is, you boys would walk into a nightclub and slay, just destroy.
I reckon.
Like, it's true. I love it when a girl goes, not interested.
I reckon that might have been a...
Oh, you don't think...
Oh, you don't believe it! So you actually find it unfathomable that any football player would ever, ever not be...
No.
Anything less than adorable to every woman.
Oh, I just you know...
Oh, you're standing up for your
boys.
There's
a few cracks in that story.
I liked it. Joe in Pascoe Vale. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Joe. What was your... could have been moment?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, drop the phone. Let's stop everything. What are you... What?
Keanu Reeves was what you said there on that scratchy line. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah. So it was about 20 years ago when The Matrix had just about to be released, and I had absolutely no idea who he was. So I was at a bar in South Bank, chatting away to some friends, having a great time, and the barman comes up to me and nods, and he says, oh, lucky lady, courtesy of the gentleman at the end of the bar. And I've grabbed the wine, looked at the guy... Mom said, yeah, thanks, mate. Started drinking away and, he stands up and two big burly men next to him stand with him and they walk out the bar and the barman just looks at me and says, you're crazy. I'm like, why? He goes, I'm Keanu Reeves.
Joe! So did you then, like, run out of the bar and run the streets trying to find him again?
Oh, by the time he actually came back to me because he was serving other customers, he was long gone, so... Opportunity missed.
There we go. What could have been?
So you, the truth is, you looked at him, regardless of the fact that he's a big Hollywood star, you just weren't attracted to him.
Well, obviously, yeah. But I mean, I don't know if you ever remember the pictures after he filmed that. He was looking pretty skanky.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, fair enough, Joe. I mean, have you gone on to bigger and better things?
Exactly. I have, indeed.
Good. Excellent. What's your partner's name now?
Well, it's a...
Don't ask silly questions,
Foxy. You shouldn't have asked that question. Let's just take a break. It's getting weird.
Fifi,
Fev and Byron. Good mate of ours has just swung by.
Yeah, what a treat it is when our friend Pete Hellyer gets up at the crack of dawn and comes in to visit us live. Petey, thank you.
My pleasure, Fifi, Fev, Byron. Good to be here. Thanks for having me. Got my coffee. You know, I've been off coffee recently, but I thought, I really want to be at peak form for you guys. So.
Toasty in and everything.
Toasty, yeah. I'm not splitting it, Fev.
No, I'm on a diet. It's killing me. I can smell it.
Smell
it. Barely eating. Now, before we talk about this incredible new show that you are hosting tonight, Cram, 7:30 on Channel 10, can we just talk about the project last night?
Yeah.
Because we are, in about 20 minutes, going to ask our listeners, do you have a mate that just pulls out a guitar?
We've all got that mate, Pete.
That guitar has been behind a desk since Waleed joined the project, and he's been waiting. We're like, mate, can we get rid of the guitar? He goes, nah, the day's going to come where I'll get the pull of that.
Jimmy and Waleed covering Nellie and Brulia's Dawn was outstanding. I loved it. I want them to go into a recording studio and record it. It was the best.
I mean, Barnsley can just sing anything. I said, next time, Barnsley, because he'll periodically come in, you know, like not necessarily a regular like you, Faith, but he's, you know, he's co-hosted the show about 5 times now.
He's great.
And we love it. Like, they have Jimmy Barnes in your meeting during the day. Like, he's not just there on the, like, for live. He's actually in a meeting. And it's pretty awesome. And he's like yelling and screaming, and he's like, well, Barnes here, isn't he? and it's great. He should do a cover every time he comes in. Like, you know, you just pick any song.
So good.
It's great.
Nat Abrillia had never felt more uncomfortable. she didn't know where to look.
Well, what had happened? No, she genuinely loved it. She was so excited after the show. But I think because it has been pointed out to me this morning that she may have looked a little bit kind of awkward or what's happening. Like, I think we worded her out that it might happen, but it might, you know, and if you want to sing along, but Barnsley just went straight into it. Like, I think while he was still like working out which chord he was going to play, and then Barnsley's like waiting. So it was just like a bull of the gate, you know.
Oh, it was so good. Barnsley, a guest on the project, your new show starts 7:30 tonight, Cram. Fev is actually going to be a guest in an upcoming episode.
Absolutely. Fevolenko is in. And you surprised me, Fev, because it's all about memory recall. So basically we will play like a 30 to 40 second animation of fast facts coming at you about lots of different subjects, chocolate or the Eiffel Tower, for instance, and then I ask the questions after that. So we give you all the answers before we ask you the questions. So anyone can play. Great for families, great for kids, great for anyone of any age. And I was worried about Fev. I wasn't sure. Yeah, he's got a few knocks in the head over the years with the footy. And I was...
drank a few brain cells.
But you came good. You really warmed yourself into it.
And, yes, I've actually got a good memory. That's probably the only thing that I can...
you are. He does. He's got... Yes. Isn't it Rain Man? Even for Byron and I, he'll occasionally go, remember we did that back on April 15th?
What? No.
What?
Wow.
Good memory, but...
So I shouldn't have been surprised at all.
No, you shouldn't have been surprised. And I actually am surprised because I've seen a lot of the clips about Cram coming up at 7:30 on Channel 10 and they've been playing a lot of clips. And I haven't featured in one of them. So I'm not sure you want too many people to watch. But
you can't spin all your gold in the promo. You know, sometimes the trailers, they give away too much. We're like, sure. we want to hold some back.
Pete's going to hang around. It's the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Good mate Pete Hellier is in the studio. Cram, Fief, premieres tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10.
Yeah, I can't wait for this. This is exactly the kind of game I love. And Pete, we are about to play it.
Yeah.
Now, this is Fev versus me, the two of us.
Bit of an unfair advantage Fev has this morning because he is in one of the episodes of Cram. Did very well. Surprised a lot of people. Not me. I was confident. I was confident. I never lost confidence. I'm like, shame on you guys. I sacked 3 cameramen. I'm like, you guys are sacked. Fev was always going to be great at this. There's never any doubt.
And they didn't even say anything, those cameramen.
No, I could tell by the way they were looking through their cameras, their monitors.
Okay, now people can play along in the car too at the moment.
This is great. The playability at home is fantastic. Play along at home. Okay. See if you can remember as many facts as you can. We're going to play about a 40-second clip and lots of facts are going to come at you. Try to remember as many as you can and then we'll come back.
Do you use a pen and paper or is that...
No, that's illegal. Particularly if you're driving. Don't use a pen and paper if you're driving. We'll come back. I'm going to ask you some questions based on this Cram. Your Cram starts now.
Fire up the Barbie for sausages. 3, 2, 1, Cram. Sausages are also known as bangers, wieners and snags. 1,300 students have graduated from the Weisswurst Sausage Academy in Germany. Longest sausage? 62.75 kilometres. Served on the world's biggest bun. Not really. Bonkers for bangers? Don't miss Berlin's Currywurst Sausage Museum. In 2016, 30% of Australian polling booths had a sausage sizzle. In 2017, Malcolm Turnbull was called un-Australian when he refused a sausage sizzle in Lismore. There are 2 types of sausage casings. Natural and collagen. Russian dish of sausages and spaghetti? That's called a hairy sausage. A party where the majority of people are male is called a sausage fest. Londoner David Harding has spent more than $2,000 trying to beat his 13 sausage a day addiction. Silly sausage. That's Cram.
I am so anxiety ridden. Pete, that
If you want, we can talk a little bit about different subjects, or we can go straight into the questions. Do you want a question straight away?
I'm anxious.
Which is exactly how we want you to feel. Okay, let's go. These are your questions about sausages. See how much you can remember. According to the Crams, sausages are also known by
penis,
what?
Snags, bangers, bang!
Yes. FIFA, yes, got all of them. Bangers, wieners and snags. Well done. David Harding has spent more than $2,000 on therapy to cure what?
Eating sausages.
How many a day?
1,300.
13. It was 1,300. 1,300 is a lot of sausages. That is. I mean, I'm pretty sure 1,300 sausages a day would kill you.
Thankfully. No, quick one, Pete. Is it 3-1 or 1-1? Because she did the three types of sausages.
I'm going to give her a 1. I'm going to give it a 1.
1-1.
If I have a chance to get back in. So actually, 1-1 because Feb got that one. In which European city would you find...
Berlin.
Berlin is correct. The Currywurst Sausage Museum is in Berlin. Well done, Fev. 2-1.
Wasn't Wienberg.
Wienberg. He said Wienberg. That's just disgusting, Fifi. How long was the world's longest sausage?
1,300 metres.
Oh, Fifi, man. No.
It was
so excited, too.
It was 1,600.
1,600.
1,000?
Feet.
No. 62.75. Kilometres.
One of the answers is 13.
Kilometres. Can you check your buzzer, Fifi? Is it working? Okay. This is the final question.
Is this decider?
No, I'm in front.
Oh. No, but I can
Fifi
catch up.
This question, though, is worth 5 points.
No, it's not. So Fifi, I can't lose.
This is the decider. In 2016, what percentage...
30.
Incorrect. You're locked out.
30% of sausages, wasn't it?
In 2016, what percentage of polling booths didn't have a sausage sizzle?
19%.
No! So the cram was, this is where we get a little bit tricky sometimes, 30% of polling booths had a sausage sizzle, which means 70% didn't have a sausage sizzle.
I remember the 30,
Do you know what's
though?
Really frustrating? In that minute where I had to cram everything, the one thing I hung on to was that curry museum in Berlin.
But
or
I
something.
Answered it.
Yeah, but I wanted to do the curry bit.
You hang on to the wrong bit of the information.
I had the 30% in my head, but the question was the 70%.
Oh. So sometimes...
Fev's
one.
Fev
one!
Back-to-back for Fev.
I want to do it again.
No.
And all I remember was I wanted the hairy sausage and the sausage crust, but it didn't come in.
I will let you know, you may see the hairy sausage tonight. I may get a hairy sausage out in front of Dr. Chris Brown on tonight's show.
But it's at 7:30.
It's at 7:30. There's time slot issues. Channel 10 are furiously working around the clock. They saw those out.
Now, we should see if you can come back and play Cram another time.
I would love to.
Great fun.
I would absolutely love to.
And watch it tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Pete Hellier, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
So I've been working on here nearly 2 years, and I've competed against Fifi twice. And Are You Smarter Than in Cram? And I'm 2-0 up. Just wanted to let everybody know.
No, Are You Smarter Than was a draw.
And I beat you in Cram.
Man,
that's two
you've
zip.
You've just been hanging on to that. I might have even written it down.
I've got two competitions.
Yeah, hang on, that was an unfair advantage because you've been on the show. I didn't even know what I was doing just then.
All right, just
I'm on radio
quickly.
And I'm doing.
Before Fife continues with the radio show, if you just tuned in, Pete Hellier joined us, played a game called Cram, which is on Channel 10 tonight at 7:30. Fifi won, Fev 2. He did win the game. It's on record.
Okay. And I won 2-1 well and No Smarter Than as well.
Okay, now let's move on.
Stay in your lane.
I crammed that in.
Stay in
Fox
your lane.
FM has been here in Melbourne. Let's be honest, it's been the number one iconic radio station of this city for a long time. And it's a really vast building. We don't even know parts of this building. And yesterday we heard that there was a cupboard. We got an email, it went out to everyone in the office, and there was a cupboard somewhere downstairs near the basement. And there were all these CDs in it. CDs of old shows that have been around the network for decades.
The history.
Now, Byron and I, Fev, you were in this meeting where we found out about this. Now, you, as you just said, you've only been here for a couple of years. Byron and I've been at this company for 18.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I did Triple M with Pete and Miff a couple of years ago.
As a guest.
No, it was every Wednesday.
as a guest.
Doesn't count.
Anyway, we actually found, I reckon we found their show. So in this cupboard, they've kept copies of all the old shows, every show that went to
the
air.
The Fox and the Triple M
the
shows.
The Shantuzies. Yeah.
We're in the same building, Fox and Triple M in the same big building.
Now, Byron and I, 10 years ago, worked on a show on Triple M called The Shebang with Marty Sheargold.
Get the name right, please, Fev.
And we thought yesterday, let's find, first of all, where is this mystery office that we've never heard of? And let's try and find some of our own work.
Okay, Byron, here's the All Staff Office email. Hi all, there's a forgotten cupboard at the top of the fire staircase in the production studios on the Coventry Street side of the building. In it is hundreds of CDs from shows from the past. Byron, we were on a show called The Shebang.
It's the missing archive.
There might actually be evidence of us. I was going to say on the Fox, but we were on Triple M from a few years ago.
And Fev, I don't think, believes we even did that show, and he calls it The Shantuzies.
We should go and find this cupboard. Let's start looking. I found some stairs. Ooh, I've never been down here. This is exciting.
From what the accountant guy just told me, you would take a left at the bottom of these stairs.
Ooh, we're down. We're downstairs. This is like the basement.
Hey, guys, do you know where a staircase is, guys? A fire stair? Hi.
Okay, we found the free CDs. I mean, not the free CDs. Archival footage of our hut.
Oh.
Our past.
Oh, look at that. It's like finding buried treasure.
Oh, wow. All
right. What do we got here?
Look, the Batman Forever soundtrack.
Awesome.
Okay, and more importantly, where are all the CDs from our shows?
That's a video from a Fox trip to Mount Buller a few years ago. I don't think this needs to be burned.
Jules Lund will want that burned.
That's, if anything, that's evidence.
So
we'll get rid of that.
Fifi
Archives.
Are you kidding?
2009.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you work for MTV at the time, or is that just
amazing.
In the wrong folder?
I've got my own archive folder.
Okay, now open it.
Okay.
What have you found in that archive? Was it from your own 2009 show?
Yeah, it was a show I did called the Fifi Box Show.
Right, okay, cool. Pretty sure I did that with you. Didn't get my name in that one either.
Then you got sacked.
Someone should send an email to Matt Tilley and tell me to pick up these shorty
stop.
I just found CNC Music Factory's greatest hits. What's that thing you can rap again?
Things that make you go, So you're telling me no Shebang.
No, they don't even care enough about the show to have archived it.
That was a really good show.
Not all is lost, but you get the best of Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice. Oh, well. I worked at MTV. I learnt that today.
All she's done is taken something from the Fifi Box Show.
It was a fun trip.
It was. And what it's made me realise is, guys, clearly a lot of the shows Byron and I have done mean nothing to the company and they've kept no copies of them. We've got to work harder on this show. We have to get noticed, acknowledged.
All I got from that boxy is your one funny cat and old mate over there. Bong, bong.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, last night on the project, we love the project and I love when Jimmy Barnes is on and he has occasionally stepped into the fourth chair and been on the panel. And last night was a real highlight because the gorgeous Natalie Imbruglia was a guest. And just through the interview, Waleed, who is a brilliant musician in his own right, has a great band. Did you know that?
No,
he's got a band.
What?
And
what can't he do? He's a bit annoying. He's got too many skills.
He's what's he really say? Talented. Robot Child's his band.
Get around them.
I'm serious. They're really good. I've been to see them.
Oh, good stuff.
In Oakley, I went to see them one night. But he's really talented. But what was great was Waleed and Jimmy Barnes covered Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Okay, where's?
Well, he just pulled out a guitar.
Where?
From behind the desk.
Unbelievable. Let's have a listen.
I think the time is now, Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you do a cover? Let's
going to be a moment.
I think we need it. Waleed on the guitar. Can I get your guitar out?
I brought this.
The thing you didn't know about Waleed is he always has the guitar there just in case.
Single day I've done this.
I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusions never change. Woo! Woo! Into something real. A wide awake that I can see. That perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn.
Jimmy Barnes can do no wrong in my eyes. I could listen to him all day. I wish I was David Campbell. Like, I wish he was my dad and I could just sit there and make him sing all day to me.
It was like he wrote that song.
He owned it.
He's like, I'm lying naked on the floor. Imagine how many times Jimmy would have been done like in that situation where he's just going,
fetal position.
Geez, I am torn.
But also, let's just say kudos to Waleed. I mean, see, he went straight into that. Because Waleed, as I said, he is a muso. He's always, there's a guitar in the office there at the project, in Waleed's office. Sometimes I've walked in and he's there strumming away.
Wow.
And see, sometimes it's unexpected. But I reckon everybody's got a mate who pulls out a guitar.
Don't get the guitar.
That was David Brent from The Office. You may remember that great cat.
Don't get the guitar.
Don't get the guitar. I wish I could play the guitar. I've got fat fingers.
Well, you have too.
Yeah. I mean...
Thanks for noticing. 131060 is the number. We'll come back to your calls. Do you have that mate that just pulls out the guitar?
Oh, piano fingers over
or
here.
Or do you have fat fingers is the secondary question. 131060.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We're talking about last night's episode of The Project. What a highlight. Waleed pulling out a guitar and with Jimmy Barnes covering Natalie Imbruglia's Torn while Natalie's sitting there on the desk.
I think the time is now, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
oh, my gosh. Can you do a cover?
Is this going to be a moment?
I think we need Waleed on the guitar. Get your guitar out.
I brought this.
People didn't know about Waleed is he always has the guitar there just in case.
Every single day I've done this.
I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusions ever change. Woo! Woo! Into something real. Wide awake and I can see that perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that was so
nailed
good.
It.
Absolutely.
I mean, at the time, Natalie was looking on slightly awkwardly, not quite knowing how to get involved.
Yeah, because someone was really nailing her song and very differently. I think Barnsley did a great job. But we were focusing on our very good friend Waleed, who just subtly pulled a guitar out from under the desk. And I mean, Pete was joking with us before that Waleed has a guitar under the desk all the time. But I reckon there are people, everyone has a mate that's got a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And they pull it out. Usually it's at the end of a night. They're often the people who go, everyone, just come back to my house for a drink.
Because
in their mind, they're like, I'll bust out the guitar and we'll do
thanks.
Some tunes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Makita in Meadow Heights. Hi, Makita.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Makita. Do you have that mate that pulls out a guitar?
My partner pulls it out probably three, maybe four times a day. He's a musician, so playing guitar is second nature to him. So ABC songs, Moana songs. Basically, any tune, even ads that come on, he'll play to and strum to.
Makita, have you had, like, weekends where you forgot people over and he goes to get it, and have you had to sometimes just pull him aside and go, darling, just not all the time? Like, just maybe not
No, that's
time.
When I remove myself from the situation because then his brothers jump on board and they're all musicians too.
So you just leave the house.
Hide it.
Because I reckon it's one of the hardest things I think would be to date a frustrated musician because they never get the audience that they want on a big stage.
Yeah.
So you become their audience. I dated a guy that considered him like to play the piano a bit.
I know that guy. I'm surprised you should bring it up.
Anyway.
Can he sing you a song?
Thank you for your call. Anthea. Anthea in Richmond. Hi, Anthea.
Hi, guys. This is my dad totally. He does this all the time. He whips out the guitar and goes over to the neighbours' places and serenades them.
Oh. So he doesn't even wait for people to come into his house.
No. He like actively seeks listeners.
That's almost a form of assault, isn't it? I mean, that's
it's all those people that come and knock on your door at Christmas and sing carols.
Yeah, no,
go away.
So
they're on the TV.
They know.
Oh, Anthea, I love your dad. I wish I was next door to him.
Does he do covers or like what's his jam?
Oh, he does a couple of covers, but he's more into the originals.
So no one knows what he's doing.
Can you give us an example? What's one of his original songs called?
Oh, they're quite depressive as well, so they're not really super uplifting.
Hey, we could maybe give your dad a forum. Would we be able to get him on the show to play one of his originals?
Yes.
Oh, totally. He'd love it.
Hold the line?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his name?
Edwin Tellman.
Okay, well, we'll put you on hold, Anthea. Have a chat with me on our producer, and we might give Edwin his moment to shine and listen to one of his originals.
Yes, that would
be amazing. Yeah, thanks, Anthea. We'll put you on hold.
I love it. Aaron in Geelong. Hi, Aaron.
How you doing, guys?
You're good, Aaron. Do you have a mate who fancies himself a guitarist?
Not exactly. I am that guy. Yeah, years ago I used to play in a band and I got older and had kids and so that all went by the wayside. And me and the friends every now and then we would get together and have a few drinks and they're like, oh, I'm without the guitar, so I'll grab it out and off I go.
What's the go-to song, mate?
K-Sand.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron,
K-Sand.
Are you aware, like, is everyone into it, or do occasionally you think, I might have pulled this out and everybody would rather watch the footy or do something different?
No, because I'm a country boy, so, and most of my mates, we all come from the country and that, so we all sit around a bonfire.
So they love it.
Get out the old acoustic.
He's very popular. He is actually really good. So
have you got the guitar on hand there, or...?
No, I don't.
Oh, what that was your shame. Shot. That was your moment.
This is your moment.
Fifi, Fev and Byron are great if you're after a laugh. But if you're after a deal on Melbourne's best pizza, order takeaway from Pizza Religion on Wednesday nights and you'll get 25% off. Conditions apply. Pizzareligion.com.au.